Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Zit's Current Mood, The Complete 2022 Collection, is an English-language comic strip anthology by Jim Borgman and Jerry Scott, published in the long-running Zit series. The book gathers the entire 2022 run of the strip, which follows 17-year-old Jeremy Duncan as he moves through the ordinary pressures and absurdities of teenage life. Its focus is not a continuous narrative, but an episodic sequence of daily jokes and observations built around family tension, friendship, music, food, homework avoidance, phones, and the awkwardness of growing up. The collection works both as entertainment and as a cultural snapshot of adolescent behavior, using humor to reflect how teens and parents misunderstand, negotiate, and depend on one another. Because it compiles a full year of strips, the book is designed for readers who want a concentrated dose of the series' tone, characters, and recurring situations rather than a single plot-driven story. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, a year-long portrait of teenage routine and frustration. The central appeal of this collection is its focus on the repeated rhythms of teenage life rather than on a single dramatic storyline. Jeremy Duncan is shown through everyday situations that many readers recognize immediately: hanging out, sleeping late, eating pizza, playing guitar, avoiding homework, and drifting between enthusiasm and boredom. That structure matters because it lets the comic build meaning from accumulation. A single strip may be a quick joke, but a full year of strips creates a broader portrait of adolescence as a cycle of impulses, distractions, obligations, and minor rebellions. The humor depends on how ordinary these behaviors are. Instead of presenting teenage life as exceptional or romantic, the book treats it as messy, repetitive, and often self-contradictory. This gives the collection a realistic center that keeps the jokes grounded. The result is a comic anthology that captures mood as much as event, showing how daily habits and small frustrations define the teenage experience more than any grand plot twist. Secondly, family humor built from parent-teen misunderstanding. A major source of the book's humor is the gap between Jeremy's perspective and the reactions of his parents. The series uses family life not as background decoration, but as the main engine of conflict and comedy. Jeremy's parents are portrayed as bewildered, exasperated, and often trapped between concern and disbelief, while Jeremy sees their rules and questions ace obstacles to his freedom. That dynamic is effective because it reflects a familiar household tension. Teenagers want independence, while parents are trying to manage responsibility, safety, and basic order. The strips do not simplify either side into caricature. Instead, they show how both generations can be sincere and still talk past each other. This balance is one reason the collection works for adult readers as well as teens. Parents can recognize their own frustrations, while younger readers can see their own resistance mirrored with enough exaggeration to be funny. The family scenes give the collection structure and emotional continuity, making the jokes feel rooted in a believable domestic environment. Thirdly, relatable teen culture shown through music, phones, and procrastination. The collection updates its humor through details that define contemporary adolescent behavior, especially music, technology, and delay. Jeremy's guitar playing, social life, phone, and tendency to put off homework are not random details. They are the markers of a recognizable teenage identity. These habits help the strip stay current without needing major topical commentary. The comic understands that teen culture often lives in small routines rather than broad trends, so it focuses on the objects and habits that shape daily attention. A phone in hand, laundry on the floor, unfinished work on the table, and pizza nearby become visual shorthand for a specific kind of household disorder. At the same time, the strip does not treat these behaviors as moral failings. It treats them as part of the comic logic of adolescence, where priorities shift quickly and responsibility is always competing with distraction. That makes the collection more observational than preachy. Its humor comes from recognizing how modern teen life looks from both inside and outside the room. Fourthly, the comic strip form turns small moments into repeating comic patterns. Because this is a collection of daily comic strips, the book depends on concise setup, visual timing, and repeated characterization rather than extended plot development. That format is important to how the humor works. Each strip must communicate quickly, so the writing and artwork focus on immediate recognition: a mood, a gesture, a facial expression, or a familiar household scenario. Jim Borgman's expressive art is especially important here because much of the comedy depends on reaction shots and body language. Jerry Scott's writing gives each strip a clean punchline or turn, while the artwork makes the emotional tone legible at a glance. Over the course of a full collection, this form creates patterns that readers come to expect, which becomes part of the pleasure. Jeremy's sarcasm, his parents' confusion, and the social friction around school and home recur in different variations, allowing the comic to feel both stable and fresh. The anthology format also makes the book easy to read in short sessions, but the full year compilation gives those short jokes a cumulative weight. Lastly, a broad appeal rooted in nostalgia, not just teen readership, although the series centers on a teenager. The collection is designed to reach a wider audience than adolescents alone. The material invites teenagers to see their own habits reflected, but it also gives adults a nostalgic return to their own youth and a sharper view of the challenges of parenting. That broad appeal is one of the series' main strengths. Readers do not need to follow a complex narrative or know much about earlier volumes to enjoy the book, because each strip stands on its own. At the same time, the collection rewards familiarity with the recurring characters and the long-running tone of the series. Its success comes from combining accessibility with consistency. The humor is specific enough to feel authentic, but broad enough to translate across generations. This makes the book useful not only as entertainment, but also as a shared reference point for families. It offers a common language for talking about teenage behavior, household tension, and the strange logic of growing up. In conclusion, Zit's Current Mood The Complete 2022 collection is best suited for readers who enjoy newspaper comic strips, family-centered humor, and sharply observed adolescent behavior. Teen readers can relate to Jeremy Duncan's avoidance, sarcasm, and social distractions, while parents and older adults may recognize the same patterns from the other side of the household. The book also works well for readers who prefer short, self-contained comic pieces rather than long-form narrative, since each strip delivers a complete joke or observation in a compact format. What makes it stand out in its genre is the combination of sustained character consistency and broad generational appeal. Many comic anthologies rely heavily on topical references, but Zit's remains effective because it turns everyday teenage friction into a durable comic structure. The collection is neither sentimental nor cynical. Instead, it finds humor in ordinary domestic tension and in the awkward process of becoming independent. As a result, it offers both easy entertainment and a clear, affectionate portrait of teenage life that feels recognizable to readers across age groups. If you would like to support Jim Borgman, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.